They didn't tell us much about that. Tell me about it.
Oh yeah, that was fun. When we moved here, we moved in August, and it took us a while to find out some of these things, but little things like you were going downtown, you know. Well, if you were going downtown from which was right behind the okay. Well, right. Downtown meant you were going down to the big Roswell store and the square
okay.
And Barrington Hall.
And the post office.
But if you were going, yeah. And the
post office drugstore.
Yes. And then uptown was the part that we call now the heart of Roswell.
Canton Street,
up there, the triangular place up there. That was uptown. But if you wanted to go to Atlanta, mm-hmm. That was town.
So there's downtown. That's going to town.
That's going to town. And the first person who came to see us when we moved here was Mr. Was the superintendent of the Methodist Sunday School. So we invited the children to Sunday School. And two old ladies came to see us and came with a basket, I think it looked this big around, big basket full of brown scuppernongs, which are grew in their yard on their big tree. That big vine. But scuppernongs are a kind of grapes that grow in big brown clusters. When they're ripe, they're brown. And we had known about those. I had known about those down in South Georgia at my home. And so I thought this was the grandest thing that had ever happened. And those precious dear women had come walking and with that big basket between them. To come to see us and bring us a big basket full of
scuppernongs. Who were those people?
Miss Catherine and her sister.
Oh, I didn't remember that. Miss Evelyn.
Miss Evelyn and Miss Catherine. And Miss Catherine turned out to be a school teacher and was working in Atlanta. But Miss Evelyn was the one that stayed at home and ran the house and did that kind of thing. But those two women walked everywhere that they went and were so sweet to I turned it slightly because I wanted Amy's voice.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I'll pick you both up.
But anyhow, Miss Catherine and Miss Evelyn walked to do any kind of church work they did. They had no cars or no anything like that, so they walked, and I found out that they were walking past what we called Uptown, on up the road, all the way up there to the hilltop that we call Menhinnett now.
Oh.
And that was where I can't call him by name, but that was where they went to visit with an old person that was very old at that time. And eventually, Mr. Jim's son, Everett, bought that place and held it for 7 years, and then it became his because nobody else ever contested it, and that became his land up there. That's right, the lived up there, and they were a part of the Presbyterian Church, and Miss Catherine and Miss Evelyn at Barrington Hall were Presbyterian girls. So that was the first person that came was Mr. from the Methodist Church.